Oshta Sunalei. Good morning in Cherokee. And welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. You know, math is the universal language. We all get it, yet may not realize it. I think everyone's good at math. Music is math, art is math, computers are math, sports are math, electricity is math, cooking is math, sewing is math, even strategizing your day is math. It's a crazy awesome thing, and we're all good at it. Keep in mind, this is coming from a gal who at one time couldn't even help her daughter with third grade math. When I started college, I was 27, and I couldn't even do fractions and percents. Now I get it. I spent the weekend with my friend Christine, who is an Aquarius. I always say, put a Gemini and an Aquarius in a room, and they will talk about everything and solve absolutely nothing. And that's just what we did. Throw another air sign in there, a Libra, and the nothingness solving just exponentiates. Christine was a math major and I was a physics major. We talked about everything from Fibonacci numbers to biblical numbers. After all, God is really the champion of math. We whined, wowed, and laughed about the mystery of life over and over again. How many times in your daily horoscope over on DrStanley.com that I write, have you seen me write push? Or when I refer to your actions and reactions, I write about it because it's a math thing. When you push, the universe responds. It's called the universal law of reciprocity. It's algebra, folks. Whatever you do on one side of the equation, the universe will respond and balance out the equation. In other words, whatever you put out into the world will come right back to you. Call it karma, algebra, or the universal law of reciprocity. It happens. Sometimes it feels good, other times it doesn't. I started cleaning off my desk and moving my desk to another location, right in the room, the same room, when suddenly I could hear my email box ticking like a clock. Now that's a shift in energy, and that's what I'm talking about. Newton's third law of motion says, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Again, it's just algebra balancing out the sides of the equation. This law is nothing more than this. You will get out of something exactly what you put into it. If you don't put forth action, then there is no reaction. When you think about it, no reaction is still a reaction. Even negative actions beget negative reactions. Depending how hard you push will depend on the outcome. This doesn't mean that the opposite reaction is opposition. The opposite is the seesaw. It's the balanced teeter-totter on the playground, the other side. The output equals the input. If you sit back and complain about what you don't have and how miserable your life has become, then stand in the question mark. If you want a reaction, then what action are you taking? What are you doing in order to set your life up the way it is, the way that it looks right now? What did you contribute to the equation? In relationship practice, communication in relationships is the easiest way to see actions and reactions with words or body language. I act like this, you react like that. I say this, you say that. Maybe the reaction is emotional, but alas, it is still a reaction. And yeah, emotions are math too. Having said that, no one should ever be less of a person having come under your influence. This does happen to all of us. I've done it, and I've done it recently. Now it's my job to correct it. And if that is so, then I have to monitor my actions and reactions so that I will receive an equal and opposite reaction in return. In physical practice, our physical bodies react to actions through food, sex, alcohol, drugs, and exercise. A negative action in life happens, and we react to it. Folks, reactions to a negative actions do not have to be negative. You can turn it all around and choose a positive reaction. Free will still rises above all else, and you get to choose how you will react. Depending on how you choose to channel the energy will depend on the outcome, the reaction. If you choose to use exercise as a channel for stress, which will stimulate thought so that you can figure out what your next move is, well then awesome. If you choose to eat yourself into another size, well okie dokie. That will be the reaction unless you choose a different one. How many times have you heard me refer to umph in your daily horoscopes on DrStanley.com? I like funky words, and this is just another word that I'm attracted to. Umph. It sounds like you have to do something just to say it. Being a Gemini, the natural ruler of the third house of communication, and the master communicator of the zodiac, I just love words. I enjoy play on words, looking up words, and making them up. Language has always come to me in many forms through speaking Cherokee, astrology, writing shorthand, court reporting, speaking Pig Latin, Igpe, Atenle, and of course the universal language of mathematics, which is my all-time favorite. Umph in my language is the same as force, and when you apply enough force, then you will get results. No umph, no results. In the land of physics, force is equal to the mass of something multiplied by the acceleration of it. I'll say that again. In the land of physics, force is equal to the mass of something multiplied by the acceleration of it. That's F equals ma. Keep in mind, speed is one thing, acceleration is another. With speed, you don't have to accelerate. That's just called spinning your wheels. Acceleration has change involved, which means you have speed and direction. Something has to change. Speed does not mean change is occurring. It just means you're treading water. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, this reality check is getting ugly really fast. If you feel like you're spinning your wheels, then change your speed and move in another direction. You have to move in a direction. Forward is a good direction. You need to change the speed and direction to get somewhere. You have to accelerate, folks. So when I say, now go, in your horoscopes, I'm talking about acceleration, speed plus direction. Now, the nutshell with regard to Newton's second law of motion, I'll interpret it. No umph, no results. In Cherokee, we say, De nada, goha ya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.